Hello and good afternoon from the Gentleman's News. This is Charlie Briggs bringing you the news on Monday the 15th of March. In a special report today, we take a close look at the education of our children. Is the system broken, or are children just thick? In a recent poll of 1,000 children, a fifth of them thought Luke Skywalker was the first man on the moon. 100 children thought the Queen had invented the telephone, and 60% of 9 and 10-year-olds thought Sir Isaac Newton discovered fire. The news comes as researchers reveal they have been giving special sleep lessons to teenagers in an attempt to make them less grumpy in school. The sessions aim to teach pupils tips such as the importance of avoiding late-night television, keeping to a bedtime routine, and sleeping for at least 9 hours every night. We interviewed a cross-section of children throughout my street. By law, we cannot show their faces, names, or tell you what they said, but the results were conclusive. Children are thick, especially under the age of 3. A roundup of the weekend sports news now. There was a lot of football this weekend, and a pattern emerged of many teams winning and the same amount losing. A few teams also drew. In the rugby, Ireland beat Wales, France beat Italy, and we're not talking about the draw between Scotland and England, but all eyes are on next week's final fixtures, when at last it will all be over, and we're assured that Animals Do the Funniest Things will be back in its regular slot. And in motor racing, the long-anticipated 2010 Formula One season got underway in which can only be described as a yawn-a-thon. No refueling, no overtaking, and no crashes. The race ended with Fernando Alonso taking the checkered flag, followed by Felipe Massa and Lewis Hamilton. Michael Schumacher came in sixth. This is Charlie Briggs for the Gentleman's News. Goodbye.